Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Raw and the Cooked. Today, I originally wanted to talk about spring planning and putting together an action plan between now and the end of the school year, and I was all set to do that, but I don't know, we kind of got slapped with winter weather this week. I think I got really spoiled, and because I've been bragging about it on this podcast the last couple of episodes, I just felt like the universe was like, you know what, it is not spring. It is still winter. So it got me into a mood where I'm like, you know what? I have no interest in talking about spring anymore. I'm just over it. And I wanted to talk about something that's sort of been on my heart and on my mind the last couple of weeks, and that is honoring your energy levels, which is sort of like a tangent or like an adjacent topic to spring planning, because with all these spring plans that you have in mind and the lists and the weekly flow and the cleaning schedule and the groceries and the school pickups and drop-offs, and other obligations that we just have for being human beings and alive, it also coincides very deeply with our energy levels and our flow and how we operate and just being kind to ourselves. So I'm actually really excited that we're talking about this today, because it's something that's just been really weighing on me lately, and I'm excited to talk all about it. So you're listening to episode 123 of The Raw and the Cooked. I'm your host, Dara Boxer, and today we are talking about caring for yourself the way you care for others and our energy levels. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Raw and the Cooked, a weekly podcast that provides simple routines around the home, plus raw and honest book reviews. My name is Dara. I'm a Midwestern stay-at-home mom to three young kids, and I thrive on simplicity. All right, so I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into the idea of caring for yourself the way that you would care for someone that you love. I do at some point want to come back to spring and summer planning, so perhaps I will earmark a future date for that episode. But today I really wanted to discuss this idea of just being kind to yourself and treating yourself in a loving and respectful manner. And I know we all have very strong opinions about Jordan Peterson. I feel like he's someone that you either love or you hate, and there's really no middle ground. He has a lot of history personally, but professionally, he's like incredibly brilliant and successful, and I think he has really wise, deep, intelligent things to say and share with the world. So I personally, despite the way he dresses and his diet choices and his lifestyle choices and some other choices that he's made, I can absolutely respect him as a human being. And I believe he is just great. And I know that a cousin of mine is on my side with this. We both like adore him, watch his YouTube videos constantly, like read his lectures. Like I've read his book, 12 Rules for Life, like twice. It's so good. I love it. And I like to come back to rule number two, which is care for yourself the way you care for others. And I think it's just so valuable because we all know the saying. I feel like this was ingrained in us as children in kindergarten, if not sooner. You treat people the way you would want to be treated. But we don't really spend a lot of time talking about how we should also treat ourselves the way we treat someone that we care and love for, right? Like, if you're having a hard day and you just can't get your to-do list done, you just can't do those chores, you just can't muster the energy to cook dinner, so you rely on something frozen or takeout or what have you. Just like, what would you say to a friend who told you a story like that, right? How you were just too tired to do X, Y, and Z, and so you just didn't, right? Like, what would you tell that friend? You would tell them like, it's okay. You would give them tons of grace and space and just tons of like loving support to be like, it's okay. You're going to get back on that saddle. Like things are going to be fine. Like you're doing an amazing job, right? Like you would say like words of encouragement. You would support them. You would do what you can to like uplift them. But we don't do that to ourselves. Most of the time we have this inner dialogue of like, I'm a failure. I'm a loser. I can't believe I couldn't do this. I like must be the worst wife, terrible mother. You just like on and on and on. Like, I shouldn't have this job. I don't deserve it. Like, we can really start to spiral when we don't live up to these expectations. And I wanted to really just put a stop to it. I feel like this is just like really harmful, negative self-talk that we all, none of us deserve that. We are typically our worst inner critic. And again, I just think that the way you A, speak to yourself, and B, treat yourself should really reflect that of someone you love. You would never speak to your parents like that. You would never speak to your children like that. Why, or your friends, like, why would you think that that would be okay to treat yourself and do to yourself? So yeah, just that's sort of like one aspect of this. But the second part of this is I think it's important that as women, we really recognize that a lot of our energy is controlled by hormones. Hormones are a serious, real thing. And according to where we are in our cycle, things can either go really well for us. We have all that energy. It is spring. We are ovulating. We are like bumping up and heading towards ovulation. But after that, we start to come down and we get a hormonal crash. And between that time and when we get our periods and even the couple of days of our periods, we're not so energetic. We don't have that like go, go, go energy. And I think a lot of us don't think about that or see where we are in our cycle when we are having these days where we just cannot. And I think that a lot of this is tied very closely together. Hormones, again, are a real and serious thing. And it's just something to think about. I always have to, you know, ask my friends anytime I hear a story like this. I'm like, well, you know, where are you in your cycle? And a lot of times people don't connect the dots and to have the awareness of like what's going on in their bodies. So I wanted to give you permission to just rest. Like sometimes all it takes is maybe a 15 to 20 minute nap in the middle of the day. And it sounds crazy and bizarre, but sometimes that's just what you need. Or maybe you just need an extra glass of water or another cup of coffee. And so yeah, you really need to just give yourself that grace and that space to just listen to your body. So that's kind of like all I have for today's episode. It's just A, to be kind to yourself and to really just understand what's going on in your cycle, where you are, and to give yourself that grace if you are not doing super well that particular day. Know that you're going to get right back out there and you're going to take care of the things that you need to take care of. And if that means taking a week off or outsourcing laundry or doing some takeout for a couple of days or relying heavily on frozen food or having some extra help, like whatever that looks like for you, I think that that's okay. And to know that this is just a cyclical cycle, right? Like you're up, you're down, and it's never a constant, right? You're not stuck in a rut or in a position. And as you know, everything that goes up must come down. The same is true for your hormones, right? Like you're killing it. You're feeling super good, super motivated. You want to do all these things. Just proceed with caution and know that it'll get done in time because those hormones will come back down in, you know, 3, 4, 10 days. And then you're going to feel like a little bummed out because you had all these plans and all these ambitions and all these things that you set out for yourself. And now you're like, why can't I do it? Like what changed? And so I think it's just a kind reminder that again, like a lot of our hormones and energy is not a constant fix. Like we as women are not the same every day. It changes constantly. We follow the moon. That is our cycle. Whereas men are very much according to the sun. Their moods, their hormones, their everything is basically the same every single day at around the same time. Whereas for us, it's an entire month process, if that makes any sense. So it's just really fascinating and it's definitely something to explore and think about and just keep in the back of your mind when you're giving yourself some grace and forgiveness for not having such like a hot day, week, whatever. And right now I am pregnant, so it's a little confusing because I don't have those hormonal cues to rely on, like where I am in my cycle. Pregnancy is very weird. But again, I have some weeks that are fantastic and way better than others, and some are like pretty low. And I'm like, you know, I didn't get a lot done this week that I wanted to or thought I would, or my to-do list, like, you know, I'm not making a ton of progress on these items that I wanted to do. And that's okay, because I know that in probably a couple of days, if not a week, things will be totally different. And so just being kind. And I just wanted to share that because I've been thinking a lot about it these last couple of weeks. And I feel like I'm overdue for reading 12 Rules for Life by Jordan Peterson again. Maybe that's just the moral of this episode, is that I'm just due to read his book again, and I just want to deep dive in it. And I don't care what you guys think. I am a Jordan Peterson fan, and I am not ashamed to say it. So there you have it. Okay, I'm signing off. It's been a long week. Our dryer broke. I don't even know. Like, it just, we had a fantastic or a PR team come out to take care of it. And, you know, they found golf tees lodged in the motor from the previous owners. And I just, like, how and why, you know? So it was, thankfully, it was a pretty easy fix. We're back and running. But it was just, it's just been one of those weeks, you know? And I'm like, whatever, who cares? It just, it's life. Like, you know, this is life. All right, guys, I'm signing off. Have a great weekend.